What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? I say tonight, but it's actually 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The sun's still out. We're doing a little bit of day drinking today. Happy Sunday, everybody. I hope you're having a good weekend. I hope you had a good week. This one's almost over. I'll tell you what I'm drinking real quick tonight. So a couple of weeks ago, I tried my Bullet Rye whiskey with my Farmer's Oat Monster coffee, you know, the canned coffee. I was kind of skeptical. Drink it. It was fucking delicious. Today, I'm doing Jim Beam with my Monster coffee that I just described a second ago. So we'll see how this tastes. Taste test real quick. Hopefully it's as good as it was the other day with the other whiskey. Hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers. Yeah, it's not bad. That's really not bad. If you do enough coffee, if you do too much whiskey, I could see how it would be like, what the fuck is this? You balance it out with the coffee a little bit. See, I'm doing both again. I'm a little sleepy, a little on the sleepy side. After I stuffed my face with Olive Garden with the family earlier today, went to Walmart, did a little bit of Christmas shopping, more than I wanted to. But the good news is I'm actually ahead of the curve for the end of the year. I've done probably 30 to 40% of the shopping in one fail swoop. So I'm actually excited about that. I talk about this every year, trying to just get out in front. You know, just buy something in January for someone. Buy something in February for someone. Buy something, you know, just go down the list. Go down the line, and eventually by the time December rolls around, you got all this shit, and it feels like you spent nothing. You know, I kind of did that this year. Not great. But what's today's date? It's October 25th, and I'm 40% done with my Christmas shopping. That's pretty fucking good, man. And Walmart gets you every time. You never get out of Walmart for less than $100, even if you're going there for one little thing. It only costs a dollar. Then you start seeing all the bargain bins, and you start seeing all the fucking, you know, all the shit you shouldn't have. They just have too much stuff to not buy it. You know what I mean? I love it and I hate it. It's a blessing and it's a curse, you know? Good cannot exist without evil. All right, let's not get philosophical over fucking Walmart. Darkness cannot exist without light, and the other way around too, right? Anyways, so yeah, I went to eat Olive Garden. I gotta applaud Olive Garden, man. You've really stepped up your vegetarian, vegan menu. You're making more of a conscious effort to kind of cater to that lifestyle of eating. So I'll tell you guys what I ate there today. And dude, I'm fucking stuffed. I'm so stuffed. So obviously the breadsticks are fine. What they spray, I always thought it was butter on top of the breadsticks with like Parmesan cheese sprinkled on top. That's not it. It's just oil, and they do a little bit of garlic on the breadsticks. And they're fucking amazing. Dip that in marinara sauce like crazy. I probably ate 20 breadsticks myself. Had a little salad, and obviously I can't do the Olive Garden dressing, which really sucks because that shit is so good. I don't know what they have in there that I can't have, but I did a little bit of research, and I can't have it. So no Olive Garden dressing, no croutons. Obviously, when they ask you at the table, do you want cheese on it, you have to say no. So I did all that stuff on the side. Actually, no, I didn't. The chick was so nice. This is how you get a good tip. If you're a server, this is how you get a good tip. She brought us out two bowls of salad. One for me, one for my fiance, and it was fucking, it was great. I loved it. She got cheese on hers. I had, you know, mine the way I wanted, the balsamic with the oil, salt and pepper. For being named Olive Garden, too, this is my only little tiny gripe. You really don't put enough olives on the salad. I had 3 olives on this giant ass salad. I'm like, dude, can you just like dump a whole can of black olives on the salad? That would be great. But anyways, so I had the breadsticks. I had the salad. My main course was the angel hair pasta with original pasta sauce. And I actually had them steam a little broccoli on the side and just cut that up and threw it into my pasta. Dude, it was so fucking good. Salt and pepper, obviously. I ate way too much. I have leftovers. That's the beautiful thing about Olive Garden. You always eat the breadsticks and the salad, and you always have your meal left over for later. It's fucking, you know, it's worth it, dude. If you break it down, what did we spend there today? $50? If you break it down, that's really $25 a meal. That's not bad to eat out, you know? And they sent us home with a shit ton more breadsticks. They're like, here you go, fat ass. Load up on these and you'll be back in a week to get to get more. That's how they get you, you know? So after we went and ate, had a nice little lunch with the fam there, we did some shopping, went to Walmart, and dude, I'm fucking excited. I'm the kind of person, if I buy a gift for you, it's really, really hard for me to wait. It's really, like, all the gifts I bought for the kids, dude, I just want to give it to them now. And it's like on Christmas Day, it's going to roll around and they're not going to have shit because they opened everything. So I have to hold off, but I just love it. I can't hold gifts for whatever reason. So let's take another drink, everybody. Cheers. Kind of scoreboard watched on the damn Dallas Cowboys, man. Somehow coming into today's game, we were first in the division. I don't know if that's true anymore. Let's see. NFC East standings, or as they're calling it online now, the NFC Least, which is fucking hilarious. That's actually a really clever name. Because we're all not doing good. We're all the same trash team. Just with different logos, right? So now you have the 2-4 Eagles on top with a 3.57 winning percentage. You have the Dallas Cowboys at 3.33 winning percentage, 2-4. I'm sorry, the Eagles are 2-4-1. Cowboys 2-4-0. Washington, that was their first win of the fucking of the season on us. God, fucking horrible. So Washington 1-5. They just got their first win. New York Giants 1-6. I guess it's going to be between us and the Eagles. Who's going to be the worst, best team out of us two? I just can't believe we got beat by Washington. The Washingtons, as I've been calling them. Really sucks, man. We got to stop giving. I'm starting a campaign on Twitter, on Facebook. I'm starting it everywhere. Zeke Elliott's not allowed to have any more buttery foods. He's not allowed to have any greasy, no chicken wings. If you're in public and Zeke's about to bite into a chicken wing, you better get up and slap it the fuck out of his hand. I don't even want this dude using lotion anymore. Too bad. You got itchy skin from now. I don't even know if you're allowed to shower at this point. The way he's fumbling the ball, dude, it's just like, what the fuck? Are you eating popcorn before the game? What the fuck is going on? It's awful. And it's not that. You know, obviously I'm being silly, but it's this one arm tuck that he keeps doing. He's trying to drive himself with his left arm and hold that ball in his right arm, and teams are ready for it, dude. Teams have exposed him this year. You have to run with both hands on the ball. I know you can't quite get the same, you know, leverage running. Like, you need to swing your arms, you know. That's proper running form. I totally understand that, but doesn't matter how fast you can run if you're not holding onto the fucking ball. Today, for example, and this is not a Butterfingers situation, at least for this one. It just bounced off his hand. Dalton throws him the ball, a little screen pass. It bounces off Zeke's hands and goes into the arms of the defender. Luckily, Zeke was there to drag the guy down by his fucking shoelaces. We're like doing anything to get these guys down after they intercept. It's just such a shit show out there right now. Shit, fucking pulling guys' pants down around their head. Whatever you gotta do so they don't score any more points. And all we could muster all game was a field goal. That was it. I'm not even gonna try to remember the kicker's name, but good on him. He did his part. He earned his paycheck today. We're just doing a lot to our defense, man. We're wearing our own defense out. You know, offense, you just can't get anything going. It's just bad, dude. It's really, really bad. But yeah, no more buttery foods for Zeke Elliott. I'm starting the campaign now. What's today's date? October 25th. I'm starting it today. You know, it's just fucking bad. It's not all his fault, dude. We're unraveling from the inside out. The players are blaming the coaching staff. I don't fucking know, man. I don't even know anymore. It's not what I wanted to see this season. So I just got to deal with it, you know? I watch every game, even if I'm scoreboard watching because I'm out with the family. We had the little phone set up to where I could watch it on the phone, watch the, you know, the fucking horrible play. But it is what it is. I'm still dressed in my Cowboys gear. I got my Cowboys hat on right now. I don't care. I represent forever, man. I got my... this is the the pumpkin patch we went to last week. It's called Hall Farm. I'm wearing the shirt I bought from them. I love this fucking shirt. It's such soft cotton, long sleeve gray shirt with the blue Hall Farm, established 1929. It actually matches my, it's the same color Dallas Cowboys blue as my Dallas Cowboys hat. But yeah, definitely check them out if you're in the area. I think that was in, was it Grand Prairie? It was a good 45-minute drive away from Dallas. I don't remember exactly where it was. I want to say Frisco. It was one of those fucking frou-frou areas, you know, where the people have a lot of money and they treat you like shit because you don't have any money. You're like, you're driving that? Oh my God. Anyways, let's take another drink, everybody. Cheers. All right, so we're going to go ahead and do a quick videos of the week. Oops, I didn't mean to play that one. So one of them is Daniel Jones from the New York Giants. He's running. I just can't stop laughing and watching at this video, but basically they're on their, what, 12 New York is, and he starts scrambling, and he makes it all the way down to the fucking 10-yard line, and he trips himself. Nothing happened to him. Nobody was near him. He was in the clear. He was just... Have you ever seen a little kid run so fast that they get ahead of themselves and then they just, like, you know, they just fall down? It's just, you know, they don't have their balance. This is how fast this guy was running. He was running so fast that his body couldn't handle it and it gave out pretty much. And he fell down on the 10-yard line. I actually don't know if they scored on the next play. Who are they playing? Oh, it was the Giants versus the Eagles last week. Fucking hilarious. The way this guy falls. And everybody's saying shit like, this is the NFC East in a nutshell. That's true. You know, they have this other video. It's from the movie Sniper, where Bradley Cooper is lining up his shot. And so they keep flipping the screen back to Bradley Cooper. Jones is running down the field with the ball. They flip it back to Bradley Cooper. They flip it back to Jones running down the field. Then they flip it back to Cooper and he shoots. And then that's when Jones falls down on the field. It's fucking hilarious, man. I don't know how people do these videos so fast. Here's another NFL video that just had me fucking cracking up. This is from NFL Memes on Twitter. It says, the Buccaneers adding Antonio Brown to their locker room. You got to hear this guy. It's funny. So basically, let me explain what's happening in the video. He's putting fries into a pot of hot oil. And the look on his face is he's already fucking terrified to do this. And when he does it, it fucking sets the stove on fire. He doesn't know what to do. Here's the video. The audio might be good enough to get a chuckle. Oh shit!
Oh shit! Hey!
Oh shit! Hey! Dude, the way he like drops the fries in there and throws the lid back on, oh my God, fucking hilarious. It was the perfect video to surmise the Antonio Brown in the locker room, because like I've said before about this guy, he's a fucking cancer, isn't he? You know, he just gets in there, he starts shit with everybody. Maybe it's not that bad. It's he might be the guy like the Corey Perry. You hate to play against him, but then when he's on your team, it's like kind of good that he's a pest, right? The last video of the week I have for you, we'll do a bonus one too. Is this guy on his front lawn, and this is good harmless fun. I love shit like this because it's fucking funny. He's not hurting anybody, but he's also expressing his opinion. So there's a line of Trump cars, and you know, they're doing this parade thing, Trump flags, all this and that. This guy is clearly on his front porch, not a Trump supporter, and he's basically just spraying them.
Your mama.
With a water hose, and they're talking shit. As they're driving, he's, your mama, asshole,
dirty ass hillbillies need a bath anyway.
I mean, some people might be like, oh, that's fucked up, but I mean, he's spraying water, like, it's not, you know, he doesn't have a fucking squirt gun full of urine or anything, it's just water, it's his property.
Motherfucker, hey, take a bath, bitch. Take a bath.
Damn, he's getting their flags wet and everything.
Your mama.
And then basically the line of cars starts to figure out what this guy's doing. It's actually really funny. I like things like this. It's harmless. You know, he's expressing his opinion. If people are getting upset about it, but no one's like, oh, this motherfucker, I'm going to shoot him. You know, like that'd be a little too far. It's just funny. It's good, harmless fun. Cheers to that guy for keeping it light. But also saying what he wants to say. Fuck. If you like Trump, fuck you. You know. Which I'm not supporting either side. That's not why I'm playing this video. I'm not like saying go Biden or anything. I don't like his ass either. But anyways, we're not going to get into all that. Fourth bonus video of the week. Did you guys happen to watch the Tampa Bay LA Dodgers game last night? That was fucking great, dude. I was so into it. That's the thing about baseball, man. It's just nonstop drama. You might not think it just from looking at it. If you're in people like, oh God, baseball's so boring. I just don't get it. Oh my God. Dude, it is so much more drama than people give it credit for. It's so dramatic. And if you would have watched that game last night, you would have seen what I'm talking about. I guess if you don't know the backstory, it's kind of like watching a TV show, right? If you don't know the backstory of the teams or you don't really keep up with sports, then it's kind of hard to be like, you know, yeah, I want this team to win. Or, oh my God, I can't believe they won. I get that. Maybe to get into it, just throw money down on a game. Pick a team, even if it's just because you like their jerseys. Throw $20 on it, and I bet you get fucking excited about it. I bet it's dramatic as hell at that point. Anyways, so Tampa Bay actually came out on top. And I've been tweeting about Tampa Bay. So, you know, Tampa Bay Lightning, to switch sports real quick, they went down early in the series against my Dallas Stars, Stanley Cup Final, only to storm back and win the whole fucking thing. Well, Tampa Bay Rays, same situation, man. Down early, 2-1. They've already won a game, but they're down 2-1 against a pretty good fucking team, the LA Dodgers, and they come back. I think they were down 7-5 last night. They come back late in the game to tie the game. It didn't go to extra innings. This all happened in the ninth. Base hit with the bases loaded, I believe. I don't remember if it was just first and second or the bases were loaded. Either way, the dude running home, I forget what his name is, did the same fucking thing. He was so like ahead of himself running home that he tripped and he fell down. Here comes the ball to home plate. This is the winning run, by the way. Here comes the ball to home plate. The guy gets up to his feet, scrambles back to third. The ball gets away from the catcher. He runs and slides, touches home plate. Game's fucking over, dude. They celebrated so hard after that game. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of both teams. I like seeing good drama. I like seeing both teams not just stomp the other one. That would be a boring World Series. I'm enjoying the fuck out of this World Series, man. Cheers to the LA Dodgers. Cheers to the Tampa Bay Rays. You guys are putting on a fucking show, and I'm enjoying every second of it. You know, I don't really have a dog in the fight. That's all I really want to see is a back-and-forth great baseball series, and that's what I'm getting. In four games so far, dude, I have not been disappointed, so cheers to both of those teams. Let's take a drink. It's just so empty when I say cheers. If I had a glass, you know, if I had a glass, I could, you know, ding it against something. Anyways, great fucking series, man. I'm excited to see what's going to happen. I'm kind of pulling for the Rays a little bit, dude. And that kind of makes me feel bad because I know the Dodgers have been there before. They've been after this for a while, and for Tampa Bay to just come in and sweep it up, take it away, would be, I think, pretty crushing for LA. But I don't know, man. LA's not just gonna give up. They're not gonna lay down and die, dude. What's his name? Seager. I only know him because I know his brother. We have to deal with his brother on the Mariners all the time for my Rangers, dude. His brother fucking kills us. It's Corey and Kyle Seager. I think Kyle's the one that plays on the Mariners. Corey plays on LA, for LA, excuse me. But yeah, dude, I've known about these kids for a while, dude. I knew about Kyle Seager, obviously, because he's just a fucking Ranger killer. And come to find out his brother plays for LA. Dude, he is getting some crucial fucking hits, dude. LA is playing really well. Despite what happened last night, LA is playing so fucking good. I don't think they're... I'm rooting for Tampa Bay, but I don't think Tampa Bay is going to do it. Not with Kershaw on the other side. I'm not discrediting any of Tampa Bay's pitching, anything like that. But it's just... LA just seems like they've been after it for a while. They have all the pieces in place. But Tampa Bay is not going to roll over either. It's fucking exciting, man. That's what I love it. That's what I love about sports. Just the fucking drama, you know, at a certain extent. Like, I do get sick of hearing it, too. Like, I don't want to listen to Dallas Cowboys talk all fucking week. And what can we do better? And I don't want to hear all that shit. That's not drama to me. That's just like, I don't know. Even if we were just undefeated, you know, I would feel a lot different then. I'd be a lot more excited for sure, but... Anyways, let's take another fucking drink. All right, so hadn't done this in a couple of weeks. Totally forgot I even do drink recommendations there for a while. I'm going to give you three tonight. These are kind of classics. They're nothing groundbreaking, but they'll get you by if you have the ingredients. Ba-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da. Gonna give you some drink recommendations so you can drink responsibly. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft. So the first one I have for you is the Negroni, a favorite of bartenders all over the world. The Negroni is a simple three-ingredient cocktail, easy to follow. 1 ounce of gin, 1 ounce of Campari, 1 ounce sweet vermouth. Stir ingredients with ice and you're fucking done. How simple is that? They did a little orange wedge on the top of the glass. That might go pretty well together. The next one I want to give you, not the mojito. Oh, okay. Let's do the whiskey sour. I love a whiskey sour. Perhaps the most refreshing whiskey cocktail. This is an old reliable favorite. Yeah, it is refreshing. I think that's what I like about it. Well put. This is from townandcountrymag.com. All of these recommendations, by the way. Here's what you're going to need. 2 ounces whiskey, 1 ounce lemon juice, 1 teaspoon sugar, 1 egg white is optional. That egg white just makes it, you know, kind of frothy, thicker, a little bit thicker. It says combine ingredients in a cocktail shaker and shake. Bartenders use this dry shake to incorporate the egg white. Add ice and shake again. Strain over ice in a rocks glass. That is the whiskey sour. Let's go ahead and do this one. The French 75. I haven't talked about this one in a while. If for you gin lovers out there. Created during World War I. The name of this drink was supposedly inspired by the fact that taking a sip of it feels like getting shelled with a French 75 millimeter field gun, a powerful piece of artillery. One sip? Get out of here. Inspired by the fact that taking a sip of it, nah, it's not that bad. Can't be. I don't even like gin that much, and it can't be that fucking bad, right? Good Lord. Named it after a fucking gun? Anyways, here's what you're going to need. 2 ounces of gin, 2 dashes simple syrup, 1/2 ounce lemon juice, and some champagne, or champagne, if you will. Shake gin, simple syrup, and lemon juice with ice, Strain into a champagne glass, top with champagne. That is the French 75. If it was that bad, like taking a 75 millimeter field gun, I don't think anyone would drink it. I would associate that more with like moonshine or Everclear, anything like that. Yeah, that shit'll punch you in the fucking face. Anyways, that's the French 75. That's the whiskey sour. That's the Negroni. As always, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Be safe out there, guys. Really, when I tell you this, it's self-preservation. Like I've said before, I do a lot of landscaping, so I work out on the highways. I see you fucks. I see how much you drink out there. I'm picking up fucking bottles so I don't run them over with my mower. I'm picking up beer cans. I see you guys every fucking day. Stop it. Cut it out. Knock it off. Get where you're gonna get and just have a fucking drink. I know there's a legal limit, but why chance it, you know? I'm giving you dad advice. Some of you might be older than me, but I'm giving you dad advice anyway. We all have to learn our lessons at certain times. Anyways, stop being preachy, Chris. All right. Anyways, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft. Be safe. Cheers, everybody. All right, so we're going to read an email to end this podcast tonight. This one is titled, Vegan Says Vegans Suck. Hey, what's up? My name is Jeremy. I'm 28 years old. I've been listening to your podcast since the COVID shut be. Is that shutdown? Is that supposed to be shutdown? Shut. Oh, COVID shit. You guys have to. You got to type better to me. I already have trouble reading. Like, you got to type this out right. Anyways, I've been listening to your podcast since the COVID shit. I'm just going to say COVID shit. I've heard you talking about going vegan and all the benefits and figured now was the perfect time to try. That's actually kind of a thing happening right now. It's one way or the other. People are either like getting in super great shape since this COVID, or they're just like, fuck it. They're just eating pepperoni pizzas every day. Good for you on trying to eat better. I'm not saying this diet is the way, but it works for some people. Anyways, it's been great so far. I've dropped 10 pounds in 3 months. Good for you. Wow, that's 3 pounds, a little over 3 pounds every month, but a whole pant size for sure. That's fucking great. My problem is that my job recently went back to work. Okay, so you recently just started going back to your actual... There's a lot of people who are working from home, which I don't know what that's like. I kind of would like that, but I feel like I'd be unmotivated to. Anyways, your job recently went back to work. I bring my food with me every day, usually 3 or 4 snacks and a meal. I'm catching so much shit from my coworkers about my diet change. Either I'm too vegan or not vegan enough. So do you work with other... It says either I'm too vegan or not vegan enough. Do you work with other people that happen to be vegan? Are they the reason you decided to change over? Obviously, listening to my podcast too, I talk about it way too much. I consider myself plant-based now. I think I've said this before. I don't subscribe to the whole vegan thing because then you get all the negatives and I don't know. Just say plant-based is my recommend. So much shit about my diet. Either I'm too vegan or not vegan enough. All the disgusting looks from the non-vegans and their options on how unappealing the food seems. Or the vegans who act like deranged PETA members and force around plant-based as a serious distinction and almost an insult is just getting... I'm so lost in this sentence. I'm sorry. The vegans who act like deranged PETA members and force around plant-based as a serious distinction and almost an insult is getting just irritating to the point of popping off at work. Don't let them do that to you. Fuck that. They say vegans are the worst for a reason. I feel like maybe I should bring something for everyone to try so they can see the food can be really good if done right. Do you have a go-to crowd favorite for advice? First of all, I'm not going to cook for a bunch of people who've been giving me shit about things. No, that's not going to happen. If you have the time and you really want to and you want to leave it up to them, it's kind of a cool thing to do. Just make a meal and be like, hey, yeah, just try some. Just try a little bit. See what you think. You know, whatever. Some people might be open to it. You might actually change some minds if if it's the right person, you know. Maybe someone with diabetes or something is like, all right, this isn't so bad and it's all plants, you know, whatever. Do you have a go-to crowd favorite? So right now, basically what I'm working on perfecting, and I'm going to do the same thing you're doing just with friends of mine who aren't giving me shit for being vegan. They're just genuinely interested. I'm perfecting my queso, which is basically just almond milk, a little bit of chickpea flour and nutritional yeast, and then you season it from there. I'm working on my queso right now. I've been working on my enchiladas for a while, so obviously the queso and the enchiladas would go together. I haven't done a lot of baked goods. That might be a good place to start. When people see that they can have sweet treats that don't have eggs in them, that don't have milk in them, I think that's a pretty huge game changer. That was for me. Anyway, because I love sweets, dude. I have a sweet tooth like a mother. Trying to curse less, by the way. I have a sweet tooth. It hasn't worked so far. I'm 29 minutes in. I probably swore up and down this whole podcast. Anyways, my go-to right now is definitely like Mexican food. That's the easiest. You can do so many vegetables in there. Corn tortillas. You can even do flour tortillas if you want. I call that a burrito. That's not an enchilada at that point. With some queso. That's really my go-to. For you, if you want to make it kind of easier on yourself, I wouldn't prepare like a whole fucking feast for these people to go, I ain't eating that shit, because that's going to be more disappointing than anything. But maybe make, you know, some cinnamon rolls. Try something small. You know, something small that you can let sit in the oven. You don't have to keep a huge eye on. You know, you can make your egg mixture. You can get your dairy-free milk. You can make it work. Actually, here's something you should do. This might actually be the solution right here. You can make a Duncan Hines vegan chocolate cake. So you just replace, like I just said, the eggs with flaxseed and water. You'll have to look up the proportions on that. And then as far as the milk's concerned, you just use almond milk. You should bake a chocolate cake. Duncan Hines actually has a chocolate icing that's vegan, considered vegan. That's from the PETA website, by the way. Make that for them. And I wouldn't even say anything, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't have anything. Anyone's going to have an allergic reaction. There's no nuts in it. There's none of that shit. So just make the cake, and when they eat it, be like, damn, that cake was really good. Let them tell you it was really good, and be like, yeah, by the way, that was plant-based. That was 100% vegan. You just ate a vegan cake, and you didn't even notice. You said it tasted better than any cake you've had before. You know, whatever the scenario may be. But this is a classic case of damned if you do, damned if you don't. You know, it's just how the world is. It sucks. What else did you say in here? If that's what you want to do, don't fucking listen to these people. If you're too vegan or not vegan, fuck that shit. You do what makes you feel like you're being healthy. Dude, you dropped 10 pounds in 3 months. Fuck everybody else, dude. You're doing great. You're fucking crushing it. I'm catching so much shit about my diet. Yeah, that's just people, man. People just want to talk. People just want to gossip. That's just how the world is, unfortunately. Especially with social media, you know. But I would say just do your thing. If they say it looks gross, the thing my go-to fucking saying is, I'll be eating a fucking salad or some broccoli with some soy sauce, whatever. They'll be like, oh my God, you're eating that for lunch? That looks gross. And I'll just look at them and be like, well, good thing you're not eating it, right? You know, that usually shuts them up pretty quick. But yeah, I mean, you're just damned if you do, damned if you don't. I'm cheers to you for going plant-based. Let's take a drink. I like that. I can't believe somebody's actually trying it. I'm not a doctor, by the way. Here's my little legal spiel. I'm not a doctor. I'm just a guy having a drink on a podcast. So take what I say with a grain of salt. And I'm not giving you advice. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. I'm just saying my opinion. I think I'm covered, right? I think that covers me for the episode. Yeah, that's kind of the problem. Vegans are a little extreme from time to time. I'm not saying all of you. I get that. I follow a lot of vegan things on Twitter, so I feel like a lot of those people are going to listen and be like, fuck this guy. But it can be extreme. It's not a fucking, you know, everybody's not going to do it the same, you know. And like I said a million times before, I don't think everybody should eat vegan. Like, don't veganize the world, because it's not for some people. Some people want to eat meat, and that's fine. I think it should be a little bit harder to acquire the meat. Like I've said before, I'm technically plant-based right now, but if I go on an elk hunt and I kill an elk, I'm eating that meat. You know, that makes me feel okay about it. That I actually did the work, I actually went out, did the hunting, I did what I was supposed to do to get that in my life. You know what I mean? I don't know. Did I answer your questions? Do you have a go-to crowd favorite? Yeah, go-to crowd favorite just fine. I would start off with a cake. That's my best advice. Get them with the sweets if you really, really want to change their mind. I don't think you should try to change their minds, but if you really, really want to change their minds, get them with the sweets first. You're fucking salesman at this point. Get them with the sweets at first, and then start, you know, if you have the time and have the patience and are not afraid for people to be like, I'm not trying that bullshit, then by all means, if that makes you feel good, you do it. I wouldn't necessarily do that, because I'm not going to go through this whole thing and like, I cooked this for 16 hours and nobody wants to try it. Fuck all that, dude. I'm not doing that. Fuck you. But good on you. You're losing weight. You seem like you're in a better place. Good on you. Just keep it up. Don't listen to what these people say And it has to be that way with positives and negatives, you know? Don't get too high, don't get too low. If people are like, that's terrible, or if people are like, that's amazing, don't take the bait either way. Just keep doing what you're doing. And congratulations, man. 10 pounds in 3 months, that's not an easy feat. You said a whole pant size for sure. So anyways, cheers to you. Thank you for writing in. Good luck with that situation. Cheers. And that's going to do it for me for tonight. We're going to finish off this oat milk coffee with Jim Beam, which is, I can't even taste the Jim anymore. But I hope you guys have a good week. It's supposed to be rainy, at least around here, so we'll see what happens. But have a good week. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Drink until your podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop, episode number 144. Cheers, everybody. Let's finish them off. And I will talk to you guys next fucking week. Bye.